This is A to Z. An introduction into Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, easing into the worship of the Almighty Allah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear listeners, it's an honor to be here at your service. We are talking about how we should ease ourselves in to the worship of the Almighty Allah. Now, of course, this does not necessarily mean that we stop the worship that we are doing at the current time. Of course, an integral part and a fundamental part of our Islamic lifestyle is the worship and the obedience and the servitude to the Almighty Allah. This is something that is this is what makes up Islamic lifestyle, right? If nothing else, this is the primary thing. This is what makes Islam, Islam, as the prayers and the worship and the obedience to the Almighty Allah is what Islam really is, right? Islam teaches us the way to properly submit to the Almighty Allah, to submit to the Almighty Allah, to worship, to obey, to be in servitude of the Almighty Allah in the manner that the Almighty Allah himself considers to be the best form of submission and worship and obedience. So, of course, worship, therefore, is integral and part and parcel with our Islamic lifestyle. You really can't separate the two. So here we're talking about how we must worship the Almighty Allah, especially the daily obligatory prayers, the five daily prayers. But let's kind of take the other side of the coin, and that is that perhaps for some reason there are some of us out there who aren't able to do all of the wajib obligatory worships that we are supposed to do. What do we do in that kind of a situation? And just as a hint, well, we ease ourselves into the worship of the Almighty Allah. Welcome back. This is A to Z on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we're talking about easing into the worship of the Almighty Allah. Now, we said that if we're doing all of our daily wajib prayers, our obligatory prayers, Fajr and Zuhr and Asr and Maghrib and Isha, excellent, then we move a level up. But let's say for some reason we're not able to do all five, or if we want to increase from those five, well, ease into worship. Start slow and steady until you can increase more. So, for example, let's say, God forbid, for some reason, we don't read any of our obligatory wajib prayers, none of them, zero, right? Well, listen, instead of saying, you know, well, I'm going to start praying because I've had a, you know, revolution inside myself and I want to pray on time because I understand the importance of prayers and namaz and the salah, tomorrow I'm going to do all five. Well, this is not necessarily easing into the worship. You have to keep in mind, or for example, I'm going to start reading, you know, 50 pages of the Holy Quran tomorrow, or I'm going to something else, right, in the same kind of very drastic and exaggerated manner. No, we find that the traditions of the Ahl Bayt alayhim as-salam, and specifically one from Imam Ali alayhi as-salam, where they talk about how you very have to be gentle and kind of ease into the worship. So, you know, tomorrow I'll make sure for the next week to do Asr every single day. After that 1 week, I'm going to make sure to do Asr and Dhuhr, and then Maghrib, and then Isha, and then start adding one by one. If you're doing all of the prayers, then add one mustahab, slow but steady, gentle, right? Because if you're very exaggerated and you're very excited, then this will be very good for a short period of time. But in the long run, you're not going to be able to continue that act of worship, which is so fundamental in our Islamic lifestyle, in the long run, and then that's of no benefit. What we need to do is slow and steady. But that doesn't mean, you know, that I'm just going to read the Namaz of Asr for the next year. Please, be realistic, you know, but slow and steady so that inshallah we can have that pure and beautiful Islamic lifestyle that we are all looking for.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.